It all begins with a plan hatched by a Democratic political consultant named Lisa McClain. Last August, she sent an email to several Democratic-leaning groups, mostly unions, proposing to run a stealth campaign on behalf of a Republican state Senate candidate. The goal? To bump up his votes to knock off incumbent Democratic state Senator Gene Berkey in the top two primary. McClain's clients were backing a liberal challenger. Soon, she had $9,000 in pledges from Washington's State Employees Union, the State Labor Council, and trial lawyers. And the campaign commenced with this innocuous-sounding robocall.
Hi, this is your neighbor, Emma. I'm a lifelong Republican, and I vote in every election.
Emma was actually Lisa McClain, according to Washington's Public Disclosure Commission. The campaign also mailed two political hit pieces attacking Berkey for voting to raise taxes. While certainly unorthodox, so far none of this was illegal. But the PDC says McClain did break the law when she concealed and failed to report in a timely manner the $9,000 pledge. At a public disclosure disciplinary hearing, McClain's attorney, William Rava, made a statement apologizing on behalf of Lisa McClain and Moxie Media.
We made mistakes, and we acknowledge them. We take our compliance efforts seriously, and that's why we cooperated fully in the investigation.
PDC staff had recommended a $30,000 settlement, but the commission, on a 3-0 vote, hotly rejected that proposal. Commissioner Jane Noland of Seattle led the charge.
This is not about limits to campaigns or amounts spent. It's about disclosure, and this has made it a joke.
The commission referred the case to the attorney general, asking him to take legal action against McClain and Moxie Media. And that's not all. Noland encouraged the AG to consider asking a judge to throw out the primary election results. That's exactly what Senator Berkey, who lost the primary by just 122 votes, was hoping to hear.
We need to make people be held accountable. And this is the most, I think, unethical action I have seen in 30-plus years working campaigns.
Lisa McClain's attorney is highly skeptical there are grounds for a revote, but now that the case is being handed over to the attorney general, his client may face a harsher fine. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.